Oh, by the way, you just better know you got an enemy. And we must let Satan know we can't have our kids without a fight. I think too often we give in to the culture. We let our kids listen to filthy music, watch things that they call entertainment that pollute their minds, let them wear clothes that are, frankly, borderline immodest. And then we say, well, what can we do? That's what all the kids today are doing. Well, what about this novel thought? What if Christian kids didn't have to be like all the kids? I'm probably going to sound like a prude for a moment. But I cannot understand the propensity of young girls, even at this church, that can't even at church wear clothes that could keep a young boy from going where his thoughts don't need to go. And I've given up, ladies. I have given up on thinking you're ever going to understand how visual men are. But guys, you do know. You do know. And I cannot understand why fathers in this church allow their daughters to wear t-shirts that are so tight they might as well hand out postcards with their measurements. Or skirts so short no teenage boy could possibly listen to what the teacher is saying. We're selling out to the culture instead of fighting back. The coaches and the select team say, well, if your kid is going to play in high school, you got to be here 5 nights a week to practice ball, and you got to be gone every weekend to a tournament. And my goodness, we got to do that, because what if our child isn't a star in high school? Why don't we fight back? Why don't we fight back? You know, my father and mother would come to football practice every Wednesday and get me, make me walk off the field in front of all my peers and change my clothes in the backseat of the car to go to church on Wednesday night. Now, did I appreciate it at the time? No. But I can look back now and appreciate that they had the courage to resist the culture. We need to be like Joshua. He said, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I believe as parents, we need to be more courageous in saying, I don't care what all the other kids are doing. Because our goal for you is not that you be like everybody else. Our goal for you is that you be like Jesus.